Time now for StoryCorps, and today a story about Ruth Bader Ginsburg's first appearance before the Supreme Court. The case was Frontiero versus Richardson. Recently, the plaintiff, Sharon Frontiero, now Sharon Cohen, talked about the case with her son, Nathan.
When I was 23, I was in the Air Force. I was married. I expected a housing allowance, and I wasn't eligible for it because I was a woman. My lawyer was Joe Levin. Ruth Bader Ginsburg was an up-and-coming lawyer at the ACLU, and it turned out to be a prominent case in women's rights history. But I wasn't there because I didn't know I could be.
Are you bitter about that?
No, I'm not. We were all so young. And many, many years later, I met Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the steps of the Supreme Court building. She was incredibly tiny, and she walked as if she was walking on broken glass. I introduced myself as Frontiero v. Richardson, and you stepped up and said, and I'm son of Frontiero v. Richardson.
I remember that she invited us to her chambers. Her office was just bedecked with books, papers everywhere, but a sense of organized chaos. She was such a diminutive human. And then when she spoke, everybody just sort of came to a hush. I was just stunned by her brilliance and power that she wielded in such a tiny frame.
And such a tiny voice. I mean, the silence of her was like an engine at the middle of the universe. But at the end of it, when we're getting ready to leave, she stepped up and hugged me and said, "It's all right to be a hero." She used to characterize me as humble and self-effacing, which I am not. It's that I never owned the part in Frontiero v. Richardson that other people wanted me to own. You know, I never felt that I did it. I walked into a lawyer's office and said, "Help me get my money." I think that she was trying to tell me that it was okay to own my part. It has taken me a long time, but I'm proud of the part I played in it.
Sharon Cohen and her son Nathan, their StoryCorps conversation will be archived at the Library of Congress.